It's time now to take five for your community, and this morning I am very pleased to be joined by Lawrenceville Mayor Don Wagner. Mayor, first of all, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
Listen, before we talk about a lot of bridge repairs, kudos to your crew, because we had some snow over the weekend, Friday night, had some decent amount, not what we thought, and I know the weather helped out a lot, but I mean, man, they had even the side streets were pretty well cleaned off by Saturday afternoon, so kudos.
Well, yeah, our street department under the leadership of Mark Griggs does a wonderful job. He's a good leader.
They did a nice job. So, all right, so let's talk about bridges getting repaired. The city council met on Thursday, but the day before you get this letter about a lot of bridges and bridge work coming up.
Yeah, the bridges from Route 1 on 50 from Route 1 to the 4 lane, they're going to be working on four bridges over a period of time.
Wow.
They're going to let the bid on the 18th, so traffic will still be coming through Lawrenceville for quite some time.
I see the letter right here. They sent it out on December 17th, and you got it just last week.
Right, got it the day before the council meeting.
Okay, so it's a lot of work going to be done there. Okay, at the city council meeting, you guys decided to, you were tabled a discussion on the 10-year tax abatement.
Right, a couple of our council persons have questions about the new homes and the new businesses. I'm not sure just what question. We're trying to get that straightened out. I know one of them is tiny homes and how much the expense would be on new homes.
Well, I was going to ask you tax abatement. That's what determines what everybody's going to pay on their property taxes?
Right, and there's some question about what that would do to sales of good homes are being sold. So that's something we have to get straightened out.
Okay, so last time you were here, you just honored Annette Aker. She's retired. Now you've got a replacement, right?
Right. We're offering to hire. I assume he's going to take the job. Cody Wagoner, and I want to say Cody, that's with a K, and that's Wagoner with a G-O. It's not my son.
Right. No
my
nepotism
son is named
here.
Cody Wagoner.
Okay, yeah, he's with the Vincent Department, wasn't he? All right, very good. And let's see what else. You're going to be upgrading the water meters, is that right, in town?
Right, our software for our water meters. It's been dated a little bit, and we're going to bring it up to par so it'll last for the next 4 or 5 years, keep up with the technology going on.
Okay, and let's see, one more. Oh, the water tower, generator at the water tower.
Right, we have a battery backup out there, and I guess it's the humidity and the salt in the air has been tough on batteries. We're replacing batteries 2 and 3 times a year, and so we're going to install a generator operated by natural gas, and that'll alleviate that problem, and in the long run, it'll be cheaper.
Okay.
And it'll make sure we have an ample supply of water in any kind of emergency.
All right, very good. Real quick, and we talked about this, the Route 1 bridge, we're expecting work to be done by what, March, April? Is that what they're saying?
March or April, that's what we've been told, yes.
Okay, so... All right, so you're keeping busy then.
Oh, yeah, keeping busy, trying to keep the town in good shape, and we've got a lot of good people working, so it's not too hard on me.
All right, very good. He is Lawrenceville Mayor Don Wagner. Mayor, thanks for joining us this morning.
Well, thank you very much.